Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian. We want to thank all our callers and listeners out there, and we want all our callers to join us tonight for a free reading. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I thought we'd get into the conversation of aliens and UFOs and supernatural stuff. Did you want to talk a little about what you saw when you saw a UFO?
Yeah. This is interesting. Now, you know, even on the internet, people are beginning to see a lot more sightings in the sky. A lot more pictures are being posted, you know, on different websites, you know, of these sightings, some of motherships, you know, others of, you know, different shapes and sizes, and even different sounds that people are hearing in other countries. And they've even had pictures posted of different, like, portholes where the ETs are coming through, or these UFOs. And what's your feeling on that, Agent?
Well, it seems like we're getting more and more sightings, almost like even Hollywood, how they made all these alien and UFO movies. Do you think that has a lot of truth to it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot more that the government knows, and, you know, no, they're not saying. I know there's even been pictures of UFOs or government, you know, made craft that look like a UFO made by these companies, you know, that have government contracts. You know, they've bought them, you know, unloaded on the back of these big trucks and stuff. I just wanted to share that with you. And what are your feelings about this, Adrian?
Well, I think it's just telling us to prepare ourselves, like you were talking about, you know, where we're going back to the survival tactics. But I think once the aliens take over, I think that we're pretty much can be primitive to our weapons, meaning our weapons won't be nothing compared to what they have.
Well, the way I look at it, it'll be like somebody with a pea shooter neck trying to stop a tank.
And,
you know, our weapons are not as advanced as ETs have, and so we don't even stand a chance. You know, once they decide that they're gonna put a stop to a lot of what's going on, I think right now they're just waiting for us to make the wrong move. And then they're going to intervene.
Right.
And why is it that Hollywood's portraying a lot more about this? Plus, they're talking more about paranormal activity, you know, different ghost sightings and contacts and stuff. What's your feelings on that?
Well, it's really interesting how you bring that up, because I was thinking about the movie Possession. What did you think about Possession, the one I told you about, where they found that box, and they were trapping these demons in the box and possessed this girl. What do you get from that?
Well, just from our experiences alone, we know that that there is such entities, you know, and this is something real, not something just made up by Hollywood. So, yes, there's a very good possibility that, you know, this can happen.
Right.
Because our technologies are always advancing, you know.
It is.
Yeah. So what do you feel is going to happen as we get further into 2012?
Well, like you say, and I agree with you, I think we're going to start seeing a lot more changes as we get into 2012. And a lot of people are going to be, a lot of frightened people are going to be afraid when those changes occur.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of people, too many people are dependent on the system.
Mm-hmm.
They're not prepared or ready for the changes that are coming ahead.
Yep. So is it would you say that the changes are just, you know, having food prepared, water prepared? What other kind of preparations should, you know, a lot of people be making?
Well, I think the biggest thing that they could do is try to fulfill their contracts while they're here. And survival is important because that will help them to fulfill it so that they don't end up, you know, dead before they can fulfill it and have to come back, you know. And so it's just best, like you say, be prepared, have everything ready, and keep your awareness open. That's what it's all about, is keeping your awareness open.
Not only physically, but mentally and spiritually, you get it.
So that's all part of the, you know, like you say, the ascension.
Yep. That's true. Again, we want to invite all our callers and listeners out there that are listening to us tonight. Feel free to call in and have a free reading. We'd enjoy doing a reading for anybody that would like a reading. But what are your feelings, Adrian, about a lot of these movies that are coming out about, you know, with people with different powers and different stuff like that?
Well, it's really interesting. You take the movie, you look at the movie Push. That's a good example. The movie Push, when that first came out, I noticed that a lot of those same people had different abilities, you know, like telekinesis and reading people's minds and telling them what to do with their minds, and they're able to scream and they make, you know, loud vibrational noises. You know, I believe all that's very possible, what the subconscious can do.
Mm-hmm.
And Push was actually it had a lot of messages in it because it was talking about, you know, government experiments.
What about these jumpers?
That's another thing, you know, like the movie Jumper?
Yeah, Jumper.
Yeah, like the movie Jumper, I believe that's very real too. I mean, that's all part of quantum physics.
Do you know somebody that has that ability?
Well, I just want to share my experience with that. When I first met Will, which I was telling you about, Will, he knows how to jump. You know, because how could he be in one building and be in another place at the same time?
Right.
And I saw that, I was a witness to that, to see that happen.
Right.
And so I believe that angels, you know, can be jumpers too. Not just,
mm-hmm.
I mean, not just humans, but angels and people that, and humans, you know. And maybe even star children or even indigo children.
Wow.
Are jumpers as well. They can jump in and out of this dimension.
So would you say that we all have that ability?
I believe we all have that ability, but we all have different abilities. Maybe not in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But we all have different abilities.
That's interesting.
Almost like the X-Men.
So would you say that when we're astral traveling, we're doing a lot like what a jumper would be doing?
I think so, yeah. I think we're in that state of mind and we don't realize it. But the idea is to stay in that state of mind when you do a lot of jumping.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are born with that ability where they can stay within that mind or in that dimension to jump. But we also have to remember that time don't exist, and we also have to remember that we're all interconnected.
Right.
So people's energy is very, very close to us if we presence that energy where we're focused, our minds, you know.
So take, for instance, if you lived in Utah and you wanted to go all the way to Rome, would that be possible to jump that far?
Very possible, because Rome in the spirit world would be only like 2 blocks from Salt Lake City.
Wow.
Or even a mile.
Yeah.
That's how close Rome would be in the spirit world.
Yeah.
Especially
so a lot of
that
wormhole. They have to go through a wormhole or something in space.
Uh-huh.
Jump into another dimension.
And see, a lot of people, they say that wormholes are endlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not true, because we don't really know what's on the other side of the wormhole.
Well,
they just say that you just lose track of time. Time don't exist.
That's interesting. Didn't you go to Hanson Planetarium and they talked about these black holes?
Yeah, I did.
And they claim that
talking about the wormholes.
If you go into a black hole, then that'll take you into the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's almost like takes you back into time.
And maybe every black hole is different. We don't know.
See, that's how these time travelers might be doing a lot of time traveling also.
I believe it.
Yeah. That's interesting.
It is.
Again, we want to let all our callers and listeners out there know that we're on air, and we'd like you to join us. And if you have any questions, feel free to call in right now. The guest call-in number is area code 646-721-9000. 9720. And what about, Adrian, what about movies in Hollywood? Are they, where do you think they're getting this information from?
What kind of movies?
You know, any paranormal or E.T. kind of movies?
Well, I think they're getting them from books.
Yeah. Well, would you say that these people are having real life experiences?
Yeah, I think that's what's really going on. I think they're all getting them from books.
Yeah.
I mean, we could sit down and, like me and James did, we could sit down and talk about his experiences and how I astral traveled and all this other stuff. You can make a book out of that.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. And then you can make a movie. So I think that's what's really going on.
Yeah, James, he goes into a lot of detail in a lot of the experiences that he's had as a super soldier. And what are your plans on that, Adrian?
Well, I think people resonate with different things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that James Rappert, he resonates with.
Yeah.
Some people are more medieval.
Yeah.
Some people are more Wicca or pagan.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are more Catholic.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a lot of it's your belief system, and I think it's whatever you resonate with. Your culture.
You know, and a lot of people are connected with the Old West, you know.
And the Old West, yeah.
You know, back in the times, you know, when, you know, the they were, you know, cowboys and outlaws and a lot of stuff was going on back then.
All the Indians.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't, the Indians, they don't, keep dwelling on the past.
Yeah.
Like you see religions do.
Yeah.
I mean, why is it religions dwell in the past, but yet the Indians don't?
Well, the whole thing is they just look at it as an experience. They don't look at something as they want to hold on to.
And that's something that Jake is doing. He's holding on to it, the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it? You have to ask yourself: is it healthy to do that?
No. It's like anything else. If you know somebody does you wrong, you want to learn not only to forgive them, but to forgive yourself.
You want to learn to let go.
And learn to let go. You know, why hang on to that pain?
Exactly. Who wants to hang on to pain anyways?
Yeah.
It's like hanging on to a bad tooth.
Yeah.
Like a bad toothache.
I mean, once that tooth's been pulled out, you want it to stay out.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to go through that pain again.
So that's kind of what I'm sensing with James is he holds on to his bad tooth.
Yeah.
And that's why he keeps experiencing needle marks and chips. And see, the thing is, you don't want to mess around with these aliens because these aliens, they're not all good.
Oh, I know.
And I think we're going to experience that. I think we're going to experience the good and the bad.
And that's interesting because I was reading something today about the Illuminati and the Greys. You know, the Greys work along with the Illuminati.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, what kind of, you know, what are they doing?
I don't know.
They're not there to, you know, help mankind.
They're not there to be your friend.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the only problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what has a soul and what don't.
Yeah.
Because if these clones don't have any souls, then I don't see the grace to have souls.
No. We just got one caller in. Should we invite that caller on the air?
Okay, let's invite the caller.
Okay, let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 817 area. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Roy. Hello, Adrian. It's Monica.
Oh, how you doing, Monica?
Monica.
I'm good.
Glad to hear from you.
Yeah. I like what y'all are talking about. I got to tell you about what I saw last Wednesday. excuse my froggy throat. I'm getting over some sinus infection. I saw something behind the moon.
Wow.
It's sitting behind the moon, and it's larger than the moon. And it was
it's
very clear last Wednesday night. I believe it was a mothership.
A mothership, huh?
Yes.
And that's interesting you would bring that up, because I was just watching today, and you go into Godlike Productions, don't you?
Well,
the website. But they were showing a huge ship by the sun.
Uh-huh.
They were showing it, you know, moving back and forth. And
well,
I guess...
I'm surprised a lot of people weren't blogging about that on Facebook or Twitter or... You know, even calling or talking about it at all on Blog Talk, because it was very clear Wednesday night.
Very clear, huh?
Yes. I mean, it
and you could you could see it with your, just
with
your...
With the naked eye.
Naked eye, huh?
Yep.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep. That is amazing. And what time of night was that?
Let's see, it was, I'm here in Central Time, it was about, I'd say about 9 in the evening. No, I take it back. It was about 11, almost 12.
11 or 12.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because I was helping my mom get the garbage cans out for the morning. And we were walking up the driveway. We've got a kind of long driveway up to the front yard. And
mm-hmm.
For some reason, something told me, look up. So I looked up, and sure enough, and I told my mom, can't you see it? And she says, I see something, but it's blurry.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, I know I'm not the only one that sees this.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Well, that's weird that you'd stay with your naked eye, though.
Yeah, but I think it has more to do with how you can see.
Yeah,
I don't think a lot of people probably saw it then, because it was very clear to me. It was blurry to her.
And that's interesting. I think
it's your level of awareness.
Yeah,
how you were going to
see
it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share something. One night, we were doing meeting at one of the local coffee shops a while back, and then we were talking about UFOs.
Uh-huh.
And Adrian had never seen a UFO before, and he just happened to look up right at the right time.
And
there he saw one.
Wow.
And this was sort of a... what was the shape on it, Adrian?
A triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he could see it really clear. And then when he was telling everybody, look out, that's when it disappeared.
I told this lady, I said, look, it's right there.
Uh-huh.
And boom, it was gone.
Yeah.
Fast. I think that the thing is, it was so large, but it didn't completely show itself behind the moon. The bottom part, like the bottom part of the moon, there was no bottom part of that image that was behind it.
Wow.
So I guess the ship
that's
is not
good,
cause round.
I was talking to my dad about the mothership.
Aren't they supposed to be round like a planet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe because of the way the light was reflecting off the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Remember I was just telling you that, Ed?
Yeah.
I'm like,
and I've been hearing, too, people have been seeing Nibiru or Planet X.
Yeah, I don't think it's it. I think it's already come and gone. We just
yeah.
never were told.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely caught my attention.
Yeah.
I could barely see it Saturday. Just
yeah.
And right yeah. now you can't see it at all.
Can't see it at all.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Yeah. I think we're going to go through that time that people have been talking about. And it's not going to be very good. But my question is are they the good or the bad?
That's
yeah.
what I was saying.
I don't think they're the good.
We don't
I
know.
Was reading something today that the Illuminati and the Greys are sort of working together right now.
Oh, they call it the big lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I've heard too that there is, you know, they're already here. A lot of them are living underground.
Right.
And they're the Dracos.
Right.
And
yeah.
they were sent here to this planet because of their, you know, negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why our planet's so far away from the other planets, because they didn't want to be contaminated by energy.
They didn't want to be contaminated by the light?
By their negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds like the Fallen.
It's almost like, you know, they're trapped here, and that's why, you know, a lot
yeah.
of things are going on, you know, on that planet.
Almost sounds like the Fallen Angels.
Yeah.
Well, that's who they are.
They were sent one on Earth.
Yeah. To me, it's almost like, remember on the movie Superman, was it Superman? No. Where they sent them on that prison planet.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on Superman, wasn't it? Yeah. They sent
uh-huh.
them to that prison planet. And then they finally came to Earth.
I remember that.
They were after Superman.
Yeah, because of the crystals.
Remember you told Veronica that in a past life...
Yep.
Yeah, she was a super fan.
Yep.
Maybe it's
remember
tonight that's been making you sick.
It could be. Could be.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Could be, because I haven't been sick in a long time.
They're coming after you, Monica.
Yeah.
Could be. But it's so wild that I saw it just so clearly.
Oh, yeah. But maybe you were looking at it with a supervision or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, see, Superman has that ability.
You know, this is interesting, but I was telling this friend of ours, you know, I lost some hearing on my high-frequency sounds.
Uh-huh.
And I had to take a hearing test, and I was listening with my third eye.
Uh-huh.
When I was taking the test, and I passed the test. And they told me you're hearing better now. And I thought, okay, I bet. You know, and you're not supposed to get your hearing back once you lose it.
Exactly. I have hearing loss.
Yeah. But I was hearing, you know, they have little beeps that you have to listen to.
Right.
You know, at different levels, you know, high frequency or low frequency.
Right.
And I was hearing those with my mind's eye.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were cheating, Roy.
Yeah.
You were cheating, dude. Yep.
That's amazing.
You know, I've told Adrian I've surprised people in the past.
Yeah.
You know, we all have different abilities. We just have to find out what they are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's where this year has been for a lot of people, because I don't know if they realize it or not, but they're being tested.
Oh, yeah.
This is
every day.
Beginning. Yeah, this is just the beginning.
Yep.
I,
that,
I told Adrian we haven't seen nothing yet.
Yeah. My question is when are they going to appear?
I'd say we're getting really close.
If I saw that mothership, we're really close.
Yeah. Because why are the motherships starting to show themselves now? Before, all it was the little tiny ships that people used to see.
Right.
We're going to see a huge one, like the Independence
Day. Did you ever read the story on those Phoenix lights?
No.
You've never read that story?
No, I need to.
I read that story, and when they saw those lights, they saw a mothership going right across the city.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But why wasn't that reported by the media?
They're not going to?
No.
They don't want us to be prepared?
No.
Because if
they
we're
prepared, that mothership was so big that it went from one part of the mountains, you know, that were in the, you know, in that area, to all the way to the other side of the mountains.
Wow.
That's how huge it was.
Like the Independence Day.
What's that?
Like the movie Independence Day.
But what's interesting, Independence Day was filmed in Arizona.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Or what?
That's weird.
Yeah.
So there's like, a synchronicity there.
So there's a connection now.
Yeah.
And every time that me and Adrian go to Sedona, we always have some kind of experience there.
Wow.
Yeah. Last time I was there, I went on a shamanic journey.
Uh-huh.
By a lady that claimed that she was from Avalon.
Right. I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
have you talked to her again?
That was the one and only. We lost contact with them.
Wow.
And why is it? Let me ask you this question. Why is it that there's some people you only meet them one time and that's it?
It's meant to be that way. I think because if we stick too long with people, we begin to not get lazy or misuse what we have. It's like a set time. Everything happens at a set time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, even though there is no time, there's a set time span for how long we're around them.
Mm-hmm.
Agreement we made.
And that's interesting because I was reading on this one website that we meet people either for a reason,
right,
a season, or a lifetime.
Exactly. And most people are for a season.
Yeah.
Because behind the season is the reason.
Yeah. That is so true.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just how, and all in how you look at it, deal with it, and then accept, grow, and then use it for the remaining time you're here.
Mm-hmm. And what's your feeling about these earth changes that we're going through right now?
Oh, God, it's been topsy-turvy for me. I'm having trouble sleeping again because of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Adrian, I feel like, you know how you're in a room and you're around a bunch of machinery and it's humming?
Yeah.
Not only do you feel the vibration, you hear it, and then all of a sudden it just stops.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
How I feel right now.
And I was telling my dad that I've been having a hard time sleeping, too.
Yeah, I've been having a hard time.
Me too.
And I've been hearing, too, that people have been feeling really tired, loss of energy, you know, a lot of, you know, people having trouble sleeping.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've been
so this is angry. This is becoming a worldwide thing. It's not just in certain areas.
Exactly.
That is weird.
See, they're not telling us about these pole shifts. They're not telling us about these other planets and different stuff that are, you know, affecting our planet.
Exactly.
And it could even be part of HARP.
Yeah.
You know, what they're doing with HARP.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
But like Adrian was talking about James, I think James is going a little too far.
Yeah.
I think he needs to slow down.
Yeah.
He's losing himself. His purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's gone too far, too.
Yeah.
He goes way out there on the limb.
Yeah, I think
too much involved.
He can handle that, but only I think it spurts, honestly. I've been listening to his programs.
Yeah,
his and Adrian's, and Now he's doing too much.
Putting out too much information.
Yeah.
The whole thing with James is once he gets gone, he don't know when to stop.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
He tries to drag me into it.
Like they say, too much information. Too much information.
Right.
And then he gets mad if you tell him to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not good.
He gets defensive.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
I think he's running on scared right now. And that's not good. Because fear is your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not somewhere where you want to be.
Exactly. Living in fear.
Because you're invited in all kinds of different energies.
Yeah.
That like to feed on fear.
See, that's why James is getting caught and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, that has to do with the super soldier thing.
Yeah.
He wants to get his full power back, and it's not time. And he's pushing, and that's why he gets mad when you tell him to slow down, because deep down inside, he already knows he's not supposed to push, and he's doing it anyway.
Yeah.
So once you tell him that, he knows that you see it, what he's doing, and it makes him angry because now... It's not that he's fooling you, it's that he wants help because he wants it now. He doesn't want to wait.
No, I don't.
He doesn't have any patience for that. And that's the whole thing. You have to learn to control yourself before you're going to be given anything like that back.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the type of being he is, where he's so strong. He's dangerous to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. And that's funny you'd bring that up because David told me the same thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
From New York, he said James is too dangerous to be dealing with that stuff.
Hmm.
And unstable, you know.
He's still an infant.
Well, the whole thing is, if it gets into the wrong hands.
I think they already got a hold on him.
Yeah.
It's just not complete yet.
Yeah.
But nobody can tell him. Nobody can open his eyes. He has to do it himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Free will.
And what are your dreams, Tanya, Veronica?
The world's in chaos.
No.
The world is in chaos. I was
That's
telling
you
Agent
say Veronica.
It's weird.
That's my daughter's
Veronica
name. that's my daughter's name.
No, there's another Veronica. She's a goddess that we listen to.
Oh.
Channeling her.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe she's here.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
You think she's got a message?
I think she was just wanting to let us know that she was here.
Ah, interesting.
Well, something fell inside my kitchen too. That was weird.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird because I was looking at my screen on my computer just now, and it started doing like a little light signal on there, and I didn't know where it came from.
Must be her.
Yep.
You see her?
She's there?
She's there. Can you see her?
You're going to channel her? Hey, Adrian, are you going to talk? Let her talk?
Can you see her?
I
Where
see
do you
Rose.
See her?